Hello, we've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
So we have a lot to cover, and we have fans going, and our little dog is walking around, so anything can happen at this point. So let me kind of check a little level
what
here.
What is the OUAT fan podcast?
That's
which,
right.
Of course, means anything can happen.
So we have an interview with Jordan about her experiences at Dragon Con. We also have a number of comedy bits, and I'm so thankful that you guys kind of allow me to play them. And So we have some news, and we have some items we've been rewatching, as you probably all are, the episodes. So bunches and bunches of things. Are we loud enough?
Maybe that's the problem, because I couldn't hear you very well at all either. And then I think maybe I finally got my headset back, but anyway, I have a dog on my feet.
Yep. Okay, we're just going to go with this.
Okay.
All right, let's go with the news items. Let's play a comedy bit first. We probably should. And
okay.
So let's play this one. Give it a minute.
Okay.
It's coming.
You don't know me, I'm Keith Speller, but I know Jeff Roney. Jeff Roney is one of the nerdiest people that I know.
Hi, this is Malena Deal. You don't know me, but I know Jeff Roney, and he is so special. He is very, you know, special.
And now?
And now the moment you've all been waiting for.
Tattooing. TV.
Tattooing TV.
This is Tattooing TV.
Check it out, check it out, check it out, man. Pimp My Star Destroyer is back.
Yo, 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 this is too fitty because I'm three to a lot of time more fly at 50 cents. Check it out, yo. We've been pimping Admiral Johnson's Star Destroyer, and now we're going to bring him out so he can survey our work, you know. Send him out, yo.
Oh, my goodness. What have you done to my Star Destroyer?
No. Don't sweat it, homeboy. Check it out, man. Check it out now. Now, look. Underneath the carriage, we got blue neon lights, man. They have the Imperial insignia. It's check it out. Check it out, man.
What is that?
And then on the side, we got these fly curb feelers, man. It's, on the end, it's Vader helmet tip. Oh.
What about that?
Inside, check it out. We didn't think like 10 or 15 or 20. We got 15,000 subwoofers.
Over there, that's not regulation. What have you done?
Dog, it's going to be awesome. You'd be flying along light speed. Cranking up the tunes, you know, like Earth, Wind, and Fire, James Brown. You know, maybe that Eddie Murphy song he was singing.
Who is responsible for this? Oh, I want names.
We got your bling, and we got your bling bling, and we got your bling bling bling. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe it. Look at there. Look at that.
Then we've saved the best for last.
Oh, my God.
The dock and bay, we turned into a dance floor. Now, hold on, dog. We brought in the ladies.
Ladies? Oh. Hello, ladies.
Hey, baby.
Hi. Hey, big man. This is Miss Sophie.
Yes.
Come on, dance over with Miss Sophie. Miss Sophie want to dance for you, baby.
Oh, my.
Oh, you look so good in green, baby. It's all good.
They called me the shark in college.
I'm a big woman, but, you know, it's all good. Come on.
Yes.
Shake your groove thing out. I'll shake mine.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. That's it, baby.
I want to thank Pimp My Star Destroyer for the changes that they've made and my new friends here.
I'll try to knock you down, baby. It's all good.
Oh, yes. I'm going to boogie down.
I think you're grooving now, baby. Yeah. You fly a Star Destroyer that look like a Mercedes, you will get the ladies, you know what I'm saying, boy. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, I dropped my teeth. Can you help me find my teeth?
Check it out, y'all. This is Too Fitty. We are out.
I dropped my glasses too, baby. I can't see you no more. Hey, help. Help. Help me.
This is Tatooine TV.
It's Milena again. Thanks for listening, because if you didn't listen, Jeff will bother me. See, I work with him, so you should feel very sorry for me. Okay, I will now say goodbye to you Star Wars fans. Ciao, fanáticos de las guerras galácticas. I'm out.
It's Keith again. I was listening to this tattooing stuff, and this is ridiculous. These are you nerdy fools with no ladies having no life. having no life, watching your Star Wars trivia, playing Trivial Pursuit, arguing about who got the right answer on Jeopardy last week. No life, guys, need to give it quits. But that's it. This is Keith. I'm out.
The end of Tatooine TV is coming. See you next time on Tatooine TV.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I forgot about that. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out.
I love Keith. He goes, is that it?
Keith was dying laughing. That's what's so funny.
Because, you know.
God, I haven't thought about Keith in a long time.
Yep. Keith.
Oh, my God. I miss Sophie.
Yeah. Miss Sophie.
Oh, my goodness.
She's something.
She is something, that's for sure.
All right, so...
Anyway.
So, yeah, let me try to... play back. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm better now.
Okay.
I was laughing really hard there for a minute.
Okay, cool. So, we did not finish our discussion about Steveston because the last time we were on... We put everything in the boxes.
We were in Steveston.
Right.
Last time we were on.
But we went to experience more of Steveston.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. We'd only done a few things up to that point by the time we had recorded.
Right.
When I almost had a heart attack from seeing Robert.
And that's true.
Actually, two heart attacks from seeing Robert twice.
Right.
But then we did do some other stuff the next day. And that was an adventure. It was fun.
That evening,
yes.
We did see some filming.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true. We did.
And it was
awesome.
Later, and we did get to meet Sarah, which was so great.
Yes.
And her mom was there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I gave her a little big love packet there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Tara Treehawk.
Yes, that was my understanding.
Was behind me, I think.
Well, and see, that's the thing. some folks have pictures on Twitter that when you click on them, you can't see them in detail.
Well, yeah.
They're either grainy or they're too big and so they're blurry, or they don't have themselves in the picture and it's hard to tell. And so yeah. I wouldn't have recognized
Tara. I should have tweeted her. That was my
mistake.
So,
I know.
My bad. But yeah, we met, what is her name? The Leaf Woman?
Sarah.
Sarah, the Leaf.
The Scottish woman.
Spreading woman. One of the funniest people
I
have ever met in my life.
I think the Scottish people are just because hilarious as a general rule inherently.
She was walking by.
Yes.
And she had two trees in her hand. They were the set trees for the backgrounds.
Right.
And she said, what are you looking at? And I said, I came all the way here to see you carry trees, and you're the best tree carrier I've ever seen. And she goes, oh, come on. You know?
Yes.
And it was so funny. So, so funny.
Yes. Well, and then I asked her, you know, we were talking about the fact that I wanted to see Robert, and she goes, you want to see Robert? And I said, yeah, I would like to meet him. She goes, no, he's a bit of a wanker.
Yeah.
He is not either. Yeah. He's not a bit of a wanker. She goes, no, he's a lovely man. Yeah, he is. He's a very lovely man. I'm sure he's even lovelier in person.
And we met Emma, the mascot of the fans.
Yes.
Cutest dachshund, short-haired dog next to our little long-haired
she's
girl.
She's very cute.
But
our little girl's cuter because, you know, we're biased a little bit.
Yep. So just picture us huddled in front of Granny's cafe watching filming.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal.
I mean, still, it was just amazing. So that was cool. And then the next day, we went in search of filming locations.
Uh-huh.
We were everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing.
So let me tell you people, the GPS is your friend.
Yes.
You're going to need that.
But not Garmin or TomTom. Because,
right.
By the way, you American folks that are heading up there, your Garmin or your TomTom. And by the way, I wouldn't recommend TomTom. Garmin's by far the best. it doesn't work in Canada. Unless you, I guess, pay extra to get the Canadian stuff. So if you got an iPhone, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if they do have an app for the Android, but Motion X GPS.
Yep. On the go, I think it's called. Something like that.
Fantastic app. It saved our life. It actually, I argued with Heather's, the name of the girl in the Motion X. I argued with her.
She named the girl. On the GPS.
Well, no. They said, do you want to listen to Heather or do you want to listen to somebody else? And I was like, it was some guy. And I was like, I don't want to listen to some guy talking to me. I want to listen to a girl. Because a guy will just make me mad, I'm sure.
Sarah uses a map, she says. Good old-fashioned map.
Nice.
I'm too old. I can't see such things. I need somebody to tell me.
And by the way, we don't read Canadian.
Turn right. Turn right now. Turn right now.
You didn't even hear that. That was kind of funny.
I know.
It was a funny little joke.
So
anyway.
Oh, my God. I mean, I did tweet out photos, but it was just so incredible.
Oh, it was pretty awesome.
We saw Mayor Regina's house.
Yes, we did.
And
stood right in front of it.
That was pretty cool.
Front and back.
Well, okay.
Sort of.
All right. So we have to be good neighbor people, going by. And so we went to the house.
Yep.
And so I didn't open the gate.
Nope.
I was afraid
to.
I didn't want Regina or anybody else running out. What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I leaned over and I took some photos. And there's just a beautiful little purple tree in the corner. And there's kind of an opening. And there's a little arbor. Arbor to the left side, and on the right there is
beautiful,
a little
beautiful
driveway
property.
And a garage. And I kept I said, man, you know, is this where the apple tree is? Because I couldn't, it didn't look big enough to me for the apple tree.
Yeah.
And so then we went back, and we got kind of lost, quote unquote, And there was an alley in the back. So we went up the alley and we were looking around to get out, you see.
Right.
And there was a fence and it basically said, you know, keep out, you know, be nice, whatever. And but I'm pretty sure that that backyard was used for the scene with Emma with
the tree, perhaps?
The tree, cutting it down.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just my opinion. It could have been anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That house is gorgeous, by the way. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful house. Beautiful, beautiful house.
There's something about us talking, and then the dog starts to just investigate everything.
Well, yeah. She's, like, very curious. Is there something in here for me to look at? She keeps touching the mic stand. That's what you keep hearing, all that little weird noise.
Tordy's asking, isn't the tree outside Regina's office not her house?
She has an office in her house.
There is an office in her house.
If you watch the episodes, and then there's the mayor's office.
Yeah. So, but I'm pretty sure that it was in the backyard. Obviously, that, the scene...
That tree was outside her home office.
With Regina and Mr. Gold probably was on a sound stage. I'm pretty sure.
Tough to say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
anyway, then we went to go see Mr. Gold's house.
Oh, yes, we did.
It was not too far from where we were.
No, not actually.
It was such a pretty house, and it is for sale. And it's pretty, you know.
Yeah, that's my summer home.
I was asked how much they're asking.
That's going to be my summer home when we win the lottery.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, such a pretty house, and we did get a chance to kind of look and take some photos. And
We did.
Yeah, it turns out the video was turned to the side. I can't believe an iPhone will take a video that's... cockeyed.
The weird thing is it wasn't like we videotaped it on the side.
No, I looked up and down to me. So anyway, and we got feedback on that. So,
yep.
But anyway, there was, and here's a little arborist little tip for you. Out in front of Mr. Gold's house, there is a monkey puzzle tree.
Yes, and it was a very large one.
Huge. So I got a picture of that.
Yeah, from what we understand, the monkey puzzle tree has these really cool spiky things all over it, and that's why it's called monkey puzzle tree, because monkeys can't figure out how to get on it and climb it, because it's too, it's weird. It's a strange-looking tree. You should probably Google it and look it up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Looks like it belongs on Mars, but it's green.
And we did see there's a shop called the Prickly Pear.
Yes.
And there was a scene filmed there.
Yes.
And
we won't spoil what it is.
No, no, no. I won't. But I know what it was. Mm-hmm. But I didn't take the other photo to kind of connect the dots.
No, right.
But I did tweet out the notice that was on front of where a scene was filmed there.
Yeah, because they did, for Granny's the day we were there on that Thursday. They did close down the cafe, and they just flat out said, cafe will be closed for filming. Sorry.
Here's a little tip, too, and I was kind of perplexed at first because I did see a picture of the floor in Granny's cafe, and it on the show, it's black and white, kind of laminated tile or something like that, some kind of laminated checkerboard,
right.
But in the real Granny's cafe, it's a brownish kind of it's a nice floor,
it's wood,
but it's
just a wood floor.
Yeah. So what they do, and I'm almost certain, and I bet you somebody who is listening can maybe email me and confirm. But what they do is they do set up tables against the far window of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't shoot down to the floor. They just shoot table level so that people can go in and out that door. For instance, when Regina was talking to Emma about you've had 7 addresses in the last 10 years, that kind of a thing, that was actually in Cannery Cafe. I'm almost certain of it because she was walking in and out of that door and you could see out in the street.
Right.
So,
well, the way it was explained to that I picked up on was that anytime they film going in and out of the door, that's actually Cannery Cafe. But anytime they're sitting in the cafe itself, it's on a soundstage in the studio somewhere.
So the angle really tells the tale. And once you go there, you'll start to kind of put things together. And that was the one thing I said, oh, okay. So it's cool. But anyway,
yep.
So Then we found the Lobster Shack, where they Emma and August stopped in front of. And it's a street by a park.
It's actually in a park.
Mm-hmm. So, it looks like an actual street. And so just every place that they film, I mean, they use lights very well. Mm-hmm. And so it's dark, so you can't really see too far, like where exactly. I mean, you kind of see where it is, but they only let you see what they want you to see.
Well, and plus, not only that, it's also, I mean, they use great camera angles. They have good photographers, videographers, cinematographers there, whatever you want to call them. That's one thing. And second thing, they have the magic of post-production CG erasing of stuff if they need to.
So, and then...
Which, oh, by the way, in that park...
Right.
Sorry. There's a little playground, kids' playground jungle gym, that looks a lot like the castle that they use for Henry, even though we know that it's Henry's castle was actually destroyed. But, yeah, it's it's really cool.
That's true. I should have got a picture of that.
I know. I almost did, too, and I didn't, and I wish I had. But anyway.
But down the there's a little walkway. There's actually two. There's one on either side of the Lobster Shack or whatever it's called. It's a... ice cream, kind of a coffee thing.
No, it's a snack bar. It's a snack bar.
Okay. So, but on both sides, there are there are trails down to the beach where Pinocchio washed up. Let me say it again. So we walked down one of the trails to go see the beach where Pinocchio washed up. And as we were getting out of the car, I did do my Geppetto imitation.
Yeah, you did.
Pinocchio, where are you? Where are you?
Yeah, you did.
That's all I got.
You did.
That's all I got.
Okay,
for you.
And just because I'm sure people are wondering what the heck just happened, I'm knitting again because I'm working on some projects right now because I'm ramping up for holiday stuff, and the fan is blowing on me, and so my yarn is in front of me, and Lady kept grabbing my yarn. I was trying to pull it away from her. Mm. She thought I was playing with her, and so it was making me laugh. Sorry. Anyway, we went there, and that was really cool.
And I also believe that possibly is where the genie and King Leopold had their exchange.
I'm almost positive because of that island that's in the middle.
Yeah.
The rocks. They wanted me. They were joking around with us. Our friends that took us out there said, hey, go check out, go walk out on the island and get in the top. We'll take a picture of you from here. I'm like, what? No, I don't think so. They were kidding. It was very funny.
And so we found the caretaker cabin.
We did indeed, which is not
that was
easy.
Crazy. Oh, dude. That was hard to find.
Dude, that was really hard to find. Heather, our GPS, actually was very good about getting us exactly where we needed to go. I was grateful for that. And, it's tucked back. It's on a private road, so we kind of didn't go too close to it. We got as good a picture as we could get. Because, when something's on a private road like that, you cannot trespass.
There was a bridge, and I went to the edge of the bridge, and I just kind of leaned as far as I could.
Yep.
And took a couple of pictures, and that's it. So, anyhow, then we... Let's see, what else?
Let's see. We saw the cabin. We saw Mr. Gold's. We saw Regina's. We saw the snack shack. We saw the beach. There was something else.
Oh, Jefferson's house.
Hello.
I have to tell you,
Holy cow. Jefferson's house.
Is the most incredible, beautiful house I've ever seen.
Oh, dude.
And we did talk about it in the last show, is that the homes that they were using are heritage homes for the most part.
Yes.
So that they're kind of protected and that kind of a thing.
Yep.
But Jefferson's house was just incredible.
Gosh. And his house was beautiful. The neighborhood was ridiculous. I mean, it's apparently a very old part of Vancouver, and old money and lots and lots and lots of it. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Multi-million dollar homes in that area. And it's just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
We did see the town hall. which is where the mayor's office is depicted from the outside.
Sure.
And that's where the town hall meetings are held.
Right.
I'm not sure. Possibly the actual meetings are held inside the building, but I don't know. And maybe it's probably in the soundstage.
Yeah, I'm betting a soundstage.
So
we didn't know for sure. We don't know for sure that it's possible, but
yep. And it looks. Sarah says it's a library. Oh, okay. All right, got it.
Yeah.
So perfect. Okay.
And by the way, that town hall is also where, remember, that's where they had that festival.
Yes.
The miners festival thing. Mm-hmm. And we look to the left, and there's the little building that Grumpy jumped up on top of.
Yes. Yep. The green building where he knocked the transformer and turned all the lights off.
It was kind of cool.
And also, there was a little booth where they sold classically they would sell tickets for things.
Yeah.
And that was behind Mr. Gold, Emma, and Sydney in one of the episodes. And because Mr. Gold was kind of goading him, saying, look, the Queen of the Castle, you know, whatever.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So, yeah. But that was in the background there. So we saw that. And then we happened to find the studio.
We happened to find the studio.
So, yeah. And we happened to be walking and looked over to see some doors open.
Yes.
And we saw large green background with green.
And that's just all we saw.
Lots
just
of green in there. That's all we saw.
Nothing else. Nothing else inside that room.
Right.
We saw two guys that are on the crew standing outside talking, and that's about the extent of it. And they were kind of looking at us at one point in time. We were like, maybe we should walk away because, you know, we don't want to upset them.
Yeah.
And so, then the other thing we saw outside, though, the studio, was, well, for sure, we saw the sign that said, now in production, once upon a time, and a bunch of other things. I was like, oh, my God, they're right there.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the vans that take the cast members from the trailers to the set, and I thought I saw a girl in one of them that looked like it would have been actually Ginny with the wig on, the Snow White wig.
All right.
That's what it looked like to me. I can't validate that for sure.
Right.
I'm just going to say that it was her because it just seemed logical from that perspective, but it could have been anybody. But I like to think it was Ginny. The other thing we saw was Rumple's spinning wheel.
Yep.
And if I could have gotten away with it, I would have grabbed that sucker and run. But I think I would have been put in jail, Canadian jail. That would have been suckish, I think.
I also saw what looks like a jewel crusher machine to create part of the process creating the fairy dust next to it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, because we know that there's a lot of green screen and that kind of a thing, so we did see that, but it was
pretty epic.
It was a huge day. We're just so busy, but I think that's pretty much that. But I did want to and we did have a chance to taste some salmon.
Oh, dude.
That were caught in the river.
Yep, the bay area.
Flows past the toll bridge.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
So in a way, it is
magical salmon.
Magical salmon from the river that flows through the enchanted forest.
Yes.
So
it was sweet.
Yeah.
It was the best salmon I've ever had.
It was sockeye boy, and great.
Dude,
I'm telling you,
it was seriously awesome.
I'm part bear, and I know good salmon, and that was good salmon.
It also helped that the way it was prepared was fantastic.
Yep.
So our friends that cooked it for us were amazing.
Yep.
We loved them lots. Oh, sorry.
So the thing is that. I just want to kind of give some tips visiting Steveston because we certainly want people to go and we want to kind of help you. So the thing I will tell you is a GPS device, whether you drive up or whether you fly in and rent a car, whatever you do, get a GPS device and get through an iPhone if you have one. And I'm not sure if Android has the same one, but Motion X on the go, I believe it's called, is the best. Pay for the voice. It's worth every penny of it. So it will.
The first 30 days you have it, it's free. And then you can pay for a year for like $10 and they'll give you voice activation. By far the best way to do it. I'm telling you. Yep. I'm telling you. Look, I'm really good with directions. I went to Salzburg and Salzburg, Austria, many, many, many years ago, and I didn't need a map because I knew where. I felt like I'd been there before. I knew where I was going, but I was like going, okay, I have no idea where to go from here. And there are some confusing streets through Vancouver. It's a beautiful city. It's a wonderful place. But there are some confusing little streets. And some of the traffic stuff, it's a little confusing. They have lanes that are for carpool. And you have to look at the picture and say, how many people are in the car? Because if, in fact, there are you don't have six people in your car in some lanes, you will get a ticket. Because those are for six people or more. Now, the other thing is, just asked in the chat room about AT&T.
Oh.
So, here's the thing. I know for sure AT&T typically has a standard roaming plan. I highly, highly, highly recommend, before you go, because you know the date you're going to be going up there, call AT&T and set up an international plan. If that's your carrier, if you have another one, you're going to have to call your carrier, whoever does it for you. Set up an international plan for just the time that you're up there, because AT&T has it where you can do, like, they'll charge you, like, they charge X number of dollars per month for this plan, and then obviously they prorate it for the time you're up there. And you can get text, data, and phone service. It's a fairly reasonable plan, especially if you're not going to be gone, like, you know, for a month. Obviously, that would be a different story, but it wasn't too bad. And like I said, they prorate two of those items. The third one, I think the phone or the data, I can't remember which one it is, but those two cannot, they don't prorate that one. So you're kind of stuck paying for the full month. But anyway, do that before you go, because they can turn it on the day that you get there and turn it off the day you come back home or whatever.
Now, this is what I did. I may have did it wrong, but when we got over the border, I noticed that we had no signal. And then I also noticed that the GPS that I had brought with me had nothing either, because the maps were nothing in the GPS device.
Right.
So I switched over the iPhone to roaming, and then I started to get the service from the Canadian carrier. Okay.
Right, which is Bell.
We'll see how that all works out. But I did not get a signal without it on roaming.
Yeah.
So hopefully I did it right.
Yeah, we had internet on the phone. We had everything going on our phones. So we were able to use our iPhones fully the way we normally would anyway. So, but like I said, check with your carrier. And it should be fine. And if there is an issue, I will call them and say, look, we had roaming off, and you guys said we would have a plan, and it wasn't on there. So you guys screwed up. We're not paying for it. But
we got it.
I know.
So let's see. Another thing is
when you get if you're going to drive yourself in, fill up on gas in Washington before you cross the border, as close to the border as you can. Make sure you have a full tank of gas, because the gas up there is rather expensive compared to what we're paying down here, especially if you are paying less than $4 a gallon right now, because some of you I know are in some areas where you're paying a lot less than we are here in California. Bottom line is, you're going to go up there and you're going to freak out, because you'll see the signs for the gas station. It'll say 139.9. And I had to say, whoa. It cannot be $139. No, it's $1.39 per liter. That sounds great, right? There's 4 liters to a gallon. So 4 times $1.39 is well over $5.
Yep. So brush up on your metric system.
Right.
And grab yourself a GPS and make sure you set up your international kind of bundle on your phone. And what I recommend is make sure that you kind of keep a mental handle on the data that's going on. I'm a marketer, and I'm constantly refreshing Twitter. I'm constantly doing a bunch of stuff. So what I did day two, when I kind of woke up in a sweat about 2 a.m. thinking about this, is I only tweeted during the day when I had 3G. And I took pictures, but I didn't transmit them until I had Wi-Fi.
Right.
Because I believed that Wi-Fi is free or
should be
a lot cheaper, whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
So that was my plan. So I'm kind of sharing this all with you. So
Here's another little tip for you. You're going to go up there and you're going to ask them, excuse me, where's the restroom or where's the ladies' room or where's the bathroom?
Yep.
And they're going to look at you and they're going to kind of go, huh? They don't refer to them typically as bathrooms, restrooms, or ladies' rooms, men's rooms. They refer to them as washrooms. So brush up on your Canadian slang because that's what you're going to need to know. Is where's the washroom?
Yep. And I think
parking is an issue too.
Yep.
You're going to have to pay really close attention because some spots they will charge you for it, and some spots they will not. And they are very, 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 especially in Steveston, on the nose about and on time. If it says 2 hours, you better be moved at before the 2 hours is up because you will get a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
So kind of pay attention to that stuff. What else? What else do we have?
Yeah. And
change your money when you get across the border. The exchange rate's slightly better, so you can go to the bank. There's one right in Steveston if you're there. There's a Royal Bank of Canada there. So highly recommend you take some, I mean, most places will take, a lot of places in Steveston will take, American money. But some places will not. So, you need to make sure you have some Canadian currency on you. And, you may want to keep a separate little wallet for your American cash versus your Canadian cash. Cause, it gets a little confusing. Some of the coins look similar to ours. And I had to really look through mine to make sure when I changed it back before we left that I actually had changed all my Canadian money back to American money. And they're really cool about doing that. They will charge you like $3 at the bank to do it, but it's worth the transaction because, again, some places you may not be able to use a credit card and you may not want to. So,
But it is kind of cool that you can go across the street from where Mary Margaret was hanging the birdhouse. With
literally right across the
with
street.
With the little stepladder, and David came over and helped her out.
Yep.
And that's right next to the
post office.
The post office.
What they call the post office.
Yeah. So the Royal Bank of Canada is right across the street. So you can go over there and change your money, and you basically have changed your money in Storybrooke.
Yep.
So
it's magical money there, too.
Yeah, yeah. So another thing is I want to
question in the chat room. Is it a touristy trap like Niagara Falls was? No, it is absolutely not. This is their home. This is their livelihood. This is their, it's their place where they live. And it's a beautiful little community. It's not, I wouldn't call it touristy, although there's stuff to see and do there. The cannery is really cool. We didn't get a chance to go in there. I'd like to go in that because it's a museum now. But it's a really cute little town. People, the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And just very generous and super sweet and wonderful. And we encourage you to go in there and support them.
Yeah.
So go into their shops. Go, into their restaurants. And by the way, great food. OMG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really good. Granny's, I had a breakfast sandwich that was really good. The ice cream shop, of course, we love Kate and the ice cream shop. It is ridiculous. It's an awesome place.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if anybody saw on Twitter last night, but Jared and somebody, I can't remember who it was, and I were having a conversation about the ice cream, his flavor particularly, because that's what I had, and it was really good. Excellent seafood right there, because it's all caught right off the shore there. I mean, you want to talk about fresh. It's really good. It was really good.
Well, I was looking around for where August was sitting with Emma. When she had her hood on, and it was raining, and supposedly it was really cold that day. Really, really cold.
Yeah.
And raining, and, just however you feel, if it's cold and rainy. And when August was telling her, you know, you know, what would you do if you could start again? That whole conversation. Mm-hmm. And so, but underneath there is a place called Pajo's.
Yeah.
And it's Pajo's. it's a little fish, you know, store, fried fish and different things. And
the fish and chips are really, really good.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, the I think the key is just to go there, drink it all in.
Yep.
But you know, let them know, you know, that you're there to kind of, you know, see the filming locations, and they'll give you a little tips. Don't forget to go over, take a look at the post office, and
yeah,
you know,
check out the store,
this and that. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're cooking up for the listeners of this show,
mm-hmm.
of this podcast, a special treat in Steveston.
Yep.
So you need to really, I know there's a lot of shows out there and there are a lot of podcasts for Once Upon a Time. I know I sound like a diva, but we are really working on something really nice in Steveston for you, the listeners of this podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you, we're working out the details, and but things have already kind of begun. So it's exciting. It's cool. And so, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So do we have anything else we want to talk about, Steveston? Oh, yeah. If you're going to go down to, you know, down to Moncton Street, which is, of course, highly recommended, because that's where Storybrook really is. I mean, that's the heart of Storybrook. Do it both daytime and nighttime.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of
yep.
cool to see.
Yep. So. And I need to officially say this so I don't get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I took a picture in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly don't recommend that.
No.
That
no,
could
no,
be
no.
dangerous.
That's
so I'm telling
dangerous.
You, be safe.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Please be safe.
Be safe.
Be very
okay.
safe.
There. All right. So, but we had just an incredible time.
Yeah, we did.
I fell in love with the town. And I know that sounds whatever, but it's the truth.
It is true. And again, I think part of it is, I mean, the town itself is really cute. It's special to us because of the show, obviously,
right.
but I mean, it's there are towns all over the place that I'm sure are very similar. We saw a couple of places that were just as quaint. Langley is another place, which is where the town hall is. And that's a beautiful little town too. But I think the difference for me was Steveston felt like home.
Yeah.
It felt very homey, and it was because the people are amazing. Just yep. everybody we met was overly over the top nice, and it is. I'm not joking when I say this. We win the lottery, we're buying a summer home, and we will spend summers in Steveston. That's where we'll
go.
Be living.
Dual citizenship.
So
I'll pay for the roads. I'll pay for my health care up there. I'll
yep.
do whatever I
we'll
need.
We'll
do
whatever we have to do. But we're living.
I'll
in
learn
Steveston.
The metric system. I'm there. So.
I'm telling you. That's the plan.
But here's my crazy thought. If
yep.
we win the lottery,
yep.
and Once Upon a Time is on the air for 10 years, I want to create somehow a Once Upon a Time experience tour. That's I'm talking crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I want to. That's
but
what
it's
I want to do.
Crazy. I like
that's
it.
That's what I want to do. So, all
so,
right.
Anyway,
so
that's the plan.
That's
just,
that.
Just letting you know that.
And
what's going on.
I did want to. Play the interview. The really
well,
awesome.
Wait. Before we do that,
okay.
can we get into some business stuff?
Okay.
Maybe to get that out of the way.
All right.
Because I think most everybody's here that usually is here. What's next week?
The meetup is
the
next week.
The meetup.
And we are
Yay.
Furiously
yes.
putting things together, finalizing
oh,
things.
Yeah. yeah.
And
we are very excited to meet the folks that will be coming.
Absolutely.
We are very sad that some of you are not able to come, but we understand. And by the way, it'll happen again next year. So
yeah.
plan now for next year Start saving. Do whatever you need to do.
Let me give some kind of general tips for the meetup in Disneyland.
Yep.
Just in general.
Yep.
If you
go ahead, Friday night.
Right.
Some, I don't know. I know some folks will be here a little early. Friday night, I think we should plan to maybe be somewhere. And yep. If folks are going to be there, it's just an informal. It's not official
right,
part
right.
of the meetup, but mm-hmm. have it be an informal thing. And we'll plan to meet. We'll post out where we're going to be. Maybe we'll do usual, the Kungaloosh thing. You know, I don't know if we want to go there because that might be a little crowded. But
yeah,
we'll figure something out and we'll tell you and we're going to be there. And then we will... we will be there.
Okay.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
And then Saturday, of course, is the meetup itself.
Well,
the official.
And okay. As of right now, this moment.
Yes.
I'm going to go through the schedule.
Yay.
More than likely, it
there may be
change.
A couple of changes, but it won't be that so much. It'll be more location stuff rather than timing, right?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
So the park hours for both parks during the meetup days. Is 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. for Disneyland, and California Adventure is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Sweet.
Okay. So the attractions that are going to be down are Indiana Jones Adventure, Casey Jr. Circus Trains, and the Storybrooke Land Canal Boats. That last one killed me.
Yeah, that just about
wanted,
killed me, too.
I wanted to go on that thing
I
with
know,
everybody.
I know.
So, but then I would be worried that the boat would sink with me on it. Okay, so Saturday September 15th, the official start of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast meetup, yay, is going to be at 10
a.m.
a.m. at the picnic area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's right out the side of the front area. It's to the left of the
main entrance of Disneyland.
So... we will be there waiting with the lanyards and little stuff we have, little cool things.
Yep.
So this is a chance to meet everybody, to say hi and all this kind of thing, to put faces to Twitter handles and all that.
Yep.
We will need, once we get in the gate,
yep.
we will need to collect all the tickets, all the fast passes, and we're going to find somebody who can go over to the Star Tours fast pass area.
Yep.
And get fast passes for everybody. So that's a bit of a trust issue. So whoever wants to do that, that's fine. We'll find somebody
to
do it.
We'll appoint somebody.
And then they'll come back and do that. So first ride we're going to do is Snow White Scary Adventures,
yep.
11 a.m. in Fantasyland. So,
is that 11? I thought it was at 10.
No, we're going to meet at 10.
Oh, okay.
So I just figured I'd give everybody an hour to kind of...
Gotcha.
Now, the key to this is it's not written in stone. If you don't want to go or you want to see something else or whatever, this is totally flexible. But as long as you kind of know where we're going to be, you can meet up with us.
Yep.
This is actually huge, and I want everybody who's coming to listen. There is not Wi-Fi in Disneyland.
Nope. Not Wi-Fi at all.
So that means if you're going to be using 3G a lot, your power is going to go down pretty fast.
Yes, it will.
Okay? So we have extra battery packs. There's a memory battery that we charge at home, take with us, and then kind of use to extend the battery life of the iPhone. I would rather tell you these sad things now.
Yes.
Then have a problem.
I think what we'll do is we need to post that again as well.
Yeah,
we post
right.
the schedule. We'll post some helpful hints as well, too.
Yep. Try and bring water in from outside.
Yeah, because it's kind of pricey.
Because it's pricey. Or drink out of the fountain, whatever.
Yeah, there's
that. We're trying
to
save you a few bucks.
Sunscreen is a must no matter what the weather is like. I'm telling you right now, we're going to be outside in the sun most of the day. You will need to wear sunscreen or you will become a lobster.
Bring a hat. Maybe a little mister. Something.
I see the weather's supposed to be warm, but it's not supposed to be humid or icky.
Okay.
Next weekend. So we'll again know more as the week progresses.
Yeah, I don't have a crystal ball.
Nope.
But on the predictor of crowds, there's a little kind of a thing of five people. And when it's five people red, that means it's going to be full pack crazy.
Yep.
But for that time, I looked ahead and it looked like it was four people.
It's going to be crowded.
It's, gonna be a little,
it's just not going to be. But here's why it's going to be crowded. September 14th, which is Friday, happens to be the start of Halloween time at Disneyland.
Okay, cool.
Halloween time is from September 14th through October 31st.
Yep.
And the fact of the matter is that means we're going to get people in costumes, little kids in costumes.
Yep.
It's going to be, you know, there's going to be trick-or-treating stuff and what
have
you.
I'll wear my Brad Pitt costume.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, there you go.
Just kidding. I won't do that.
No, we will not.
No.
But it is going to be, it'll be a little crowded, especially in the evening or once the evening time happens. Saturday probably won't be as crowded as Sunday. Sunday's going to get a little nuttier because Saturday will be probably, I'll have to check it, but I think it's going to be a blackout date for a lot of the passes other than the high level, the premiums. So there may not be as many on Saturday. Sunday will be a little crazier, I think.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
Yeah. Sorry this isn't, like, kind of well planned out, but we do want to give this information to you. We think it's important, so that's
because
why
somebody may not visit the blogs, may only listen to the podcast. So I want to make sure we send this information out to whoever's there.
Okay, so at 11 a.m., first ride, Snow White.
And if you are listening and you haven't told us you're coming, please send us an email and let us know that you're coming so we have a head count, please.
I think pretty much.
I think we do, but I just want to make sure we for sure know how many people are coming.
Okay.
Just so I have an idea.
All right.
I got preps to do.
So,
okay, so,
okay.
What?
I just, people have been posting on the blog that they're coming,
okay.
And then some people have emailed, so it's kind
That's
of...
That's great. That's okay. great. As long as we get the information, I just
If you
make
have
sure
already, thank you very much,
yes.
And you can kind of disregard what we just said.
Yeah.
If you have not,
right.
Please let us know.
Yep.
All right, so...
Back to the schedule.
Yeah, first ride, Snow White, Scary Adventures, 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
in Fantasyland. After that, our good friend Paul and Terry Barry...
Mm-hmm.
are coming along,
yes.
And I wanted to have a time where either Terry and or Paul would give us a little kind of a fantasy land, kind of a once upon a time once over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I mean by that is they'll tell little kind of cool things,
mm-hmm.
cool little Easter eggs about fantasy land. For instance, over the Snow White ride, there's a person behind the curtains. That comes
yes.
out and shows herself
mm.
now and then. So, anyway,
yep.
things cool things like that. The next ride is at 1 p.m. It's going to be Pinocchio, not too far from Snow White's Scary Adventures. And then Autopia at 2:30.
Yep.
And our good friend Daniel Hale will be joining us and sharing a bit about him, his show, and Autopia.
Yes.
At 3:30, Star Tours 2.0.
Yep.
We'll be riding that together, Mr. Mark Davis and I. And maybe Mark will be the rebel spy. We'll see.
Maybe.
Because don't let the Sith know, but you know, it could happen. And then after that, we kind of have a break of time, and then we're going to have dinner at 6 p.m. at La Brea Bakery. They have a nice big area
mm-hmm.
In the back, and we'll have a chance to have dinner and chit-chat and kind of, you know, decompress and have a good dinner together.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. We're also going to have some drawings for some prizes and things. I know Mark's bringing some things down.
Yep.
I know some other prizes. We have some trading cards signed by Lee Ehrenberg.
Yes.
And a couple of things. So, yeah, it's going to be cool. So at 9 p.m., we're going to see Fantasmic.
Yes,
which
we
is
are.
An incredible show. And at 10:10, we will be, our last attraction of the day is going to be Haunted Mansion. So,
and that's going to be pretty awesome because
yep.
it's Haunted Mansion Holiday. And
mm-hmm.
if none of you have seen that, you are in for a huge treat.
Yep.
It is fantastic. It's one of my favorite times to go see Haunted Mansion. I mean, I love Haunted Mansion normal, but Haunted Mansion Holiday is really cool.
Yep.
Really
so,
awesome.
Then after that, we're going to break up and go to our respective beds and sleep.
Yep.
And catch up our sleep. Because I know some people have traveled long ways and some people
yep.
are in the same time zone, but others have not. So I changed it a bit initially, but this is what I'm going to go with for Sunday. And I'll kind of explain why once we get into it. So there's a brand new section in California Adventure. It's called Buena Vista Street.
Yes.
And I want to meet at the hub there, right inside the opening gates
mm-hmm.
At 8 a.m. I know that's early. I kind of didn't, but let me explain why. So at that point, we're going to do the old collect the tickets, collect the annual passes and have a runner go and get fast passes for the World of Color at that point. Okay. So, and then once we have those, we will go over to Radiator Springs Racers, which is a brand new ride and a brand new area, Cars Land. And I want to get in the line early.
Yes, we need to.
Because it could be a two-hour wait.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But the earlier we get there, obviously, the earlier we'll get on. So Radiator Springs Racers is the best ride in Disneyland, period. It's so good. So we recommend that you bring snacks, a little water, coffee, whatever, and patience, because we'll be telling stories and staring at each other at the back of our heads and looking at the wall, and it's going to be just this slow movement in the line. But the queue is really fun, and Cars Land is one of the most well done lands ever. They've thought about everything, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't seen Cars for some reason, you really should. Because once you get in Cars Land, you feel like you're in the movie.
Yeah.
And I mean that. Yep. So
highly recommend you check it out.
Yeah. So, and then at noon, so we'll have a kind of a break, whatever, after the ride. We're going to have lunch at Flo's. Flo's is really good.
Yeah.
It's not too expensive.
No.
You know.
Great food and plenty of it.
Yep.
It's very tasty.
And at 1:30, I am so jazzed to say this, but we are going to have group pictures in front of the Once Upon a Time costumes.
Yep.
On it's in a window in off the page.
On Hollywood Backlot area.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be
so that's going to be a whole bunch of fun. No one in the world, except for us, will be taking pictures that day at that moment. Yeah, so it's going to be pretty cool.
We can't say that.
Well, anyway, so. and then at 2 p.m., we're going to go on the Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure ride.
Yep.
That's over at the Paradise Pier area.
Yes.
Then we're going to move a little farther over and go on the Toy Story Midway Mania.
Super fun.
Attraction there. That's fun. Yep. Then we're going to have dinner at 6 at the Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta area.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's some Mediterranean food, too.
Yep, Mediterranean food.
I'm going to try this time.
All kinds of different things there.
Yep.
Salads, pizza, a lot of different kinds
good
of food.
Good stuff.
So... and at 8:30, we will be seeing the first showing of The World of Color. This is a brand new water and light show.
Actually, it's not brand new.
Well, it's the newest water show there at California Adventure. So here's the thing I want to tell you. It's a water show.
Uh-huh.
More than likely, you're going to get water on you.
Misty.
So,
yeah, a little
all
bit.
Of us glasses folks really need to kind of think about it. Because it's going to, the water's going to come on you. Just
a little bit.
Misting and all that kind of stuff.
There's
fire and stuff. You're safe from the fire, but the misting from the water will get you.
Yeah.
Then after the World of Color, we're going to conclude, kind of have a meetup. I'll try not to get misty-eyed, but we're going to have a conclusion. And really, really cool time with you guys. So...
Yeah. So, here's another little tip for you. And again, we're going to have all of this information posted on the blog so you guys can check it out. I don't expect anybody to remember the exact, itinerary and everything we're talking about, that we just talked about just now. But one of the other things I will highly, highly, highly recommend is that you probably want to bring a backpack of sorts.
Yep.
Because you might be carrying stuff home.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to have extra stuff with you, like your sunscreen, your bottles of water, a jacket for later, because it will get cooler in the evening. As hot as it will be in the day, or as warm as it will be during the day, it will cool off in the evening. And especially if this week cools down like they're telling us it's supposed to, it could get rather chilly in the evening. So you'll want to bring a sweatshirt or a jacket or something. But bottom line is, you're going to want to, prepare for that. So we'll have it all posted for you.
Okay. So I'm going to end the main show now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go into the after party.
Yep.
And we will play Jordan's interview. Promise. I promise you.
Yep.
So I want to give big love and thanks to everybody who showed up tonight, is listening, and maybe for the first time, chatting in the chat room and all that, we're happy to have you. So thanks so much, and we will talk to you next time. See ya.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.